Okay.
Personality bias.
David, would you like to kick off?
Okay, yeah. I think what we plan to do is a quick, so I'm going to give a very short overview of the glasses and a description of the glasses. Then Adj is going to talk about setting up the smart glasses. Then we're going to move into look at the benefits of the Ray-Ban smart glasses and for visually impaired people, and perhaps a comparison with other smart glasses that are about, and then perhaps open it up for lots of questions about your concerns, your setup, and things like that. I think one of the things that will be part of the discussion will be around the look and tell feature, and the fact that it's very difficult to access that in the UK without using a VPN, and even when you use a VPN, it becomes problematic. So we're still awaiting Meta to give us some indication of when that's going to be released in the UK. The smart glasses, if I take them out, they basically it's a collaboration between Meta and Ray-Ban, providing advanced technology with a pair of very much classic wayfarers or other style sunglasses. They just look like sunglasses. They're not designed for visually impaired people. They're designed for everybody. So it's mainstream technology. So it brings down the cost of them to a reasonable price. And what's good is that with the camera features and the AI features, we can use voice to be able to do hands-free things, which will benefit us in terms of accessing the information around us. Now, I've opened the glasses out in front of me, and if you can think of them as being out and I'm ready to put them on the front of the glasses, right at, on the left-hand side, you have a 12 megapixel camera. On the other side, on the right-hand side, what looks like another camera is basically a light that, when you're actually taking a picture, will flash on once. If you're doing a video, then it will be flashing intermittently while you're doing the video. It has five microphones. Two on the left-hand side, two on the right-hand side, and one by the bridge of the nose.
You say that. Well, hold on. Did I say
On the
what? The camera. Well,
glasses side,
Oh,
right
did I
at
say what?
the top, near to the
Did I
where you
say
put them on
what?
the ear, you've got two open ear speakers, which gives excellent audio. I think that's basically a description of them. They're very comfortable, they're very easy, produces very good audio for listening to music, for answering phone calls, etc. And as I say, it gives you hands-free ability to do all sorts of different things. On the right-hand side of the frame, you've got a gesture pad so that you can actually turn the volume up by flicking forward, and flicking back will turn the volume down. Touching it once will turn, if you've got it set up, will turn the audio on and off, and double tapping it will answer a call or end a call. Right on the top of the right-hand side, you've got another little button, which, if you press it once, will take a photograph. If you press it and hold it down for a second, it'll start the video. And when you want to stop the video, you can press it again and it'll end the video. Now, the video length can be set up as you can alter the gestures, and I'm sure Adj will be talking about that. To turn the glasses on, You've a button on the left-hand part of the frame, right close to the where the come to the glass front, and you flick it forward to turn it on, and then to turn it off, you've to try and get your fingernail in and bring it back to turn the glasses off. For me, I tend to leave them on all the time. They automatically go off when you close them down and then put them back into the glass case. Now, the glass case is also the ch charging point. The battery lasts for roughly about 4 hours, depending on what you're doing. If you're doing lots of photographs or videos, then that's going to be a lot less than that. And within the case can charge for up to 32 hours, so you can keep putting them back in to charge the glasses up if you're not using them, and they charge up very quickly. And I think that's okay for the general description, and I'll pass over to Ange now to talk about the setup of the glasses. Over to you, Ange.
Thanks, Edge. I must have muted you.
Shall I mute myself while you're giving the presentation, Ange? Yeah.
Edge, I've muted you. Can you unmute?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks, David. So just to let everyone know, I'm actually, like David, an owner of the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. So I've got a pair myself. So you know, I can give you a proper sort of review really of the pros and cons to it and how I found it in my experience. So with the glasses, one thing that I want to say, when you're charging in the you'd put the glasses in the case, and the battery life on the actual glasses, they say about 6 hours. David's correct, more like four. Sometimes I've got like two out of it if I'm using heavy intensive stuff like video recording or using the look and tell feature, which I'll demo a little bit later on. However, because you can pop them into the case, and once you pop it into the case, it does start charging. You can get, I believe it's about 50% charge in as little as 20, 30 minutes. Which is good. So yeah, if you do run out of charge, you can just quickly pop it into the case, give it a quick boost, and away you go. So when you get these glasses, and I actually made this mistake, it has numbers. So you, well, first of all, you can get different styles. So you can get the Wayfarer glasses, which is the ones I've got, and these are. It's quite hard actually for me to describe, but it's probably say this sort of more generic sort of square shaped frames. I'm told the Skyler glasses are more sort of thinner, maybe have more of that feminine look. So maybe the
Bill
female
Roberts
amongst you,
joined the meeting.
they might want to opt for those. And then you have the sort of headliner glasses. That's the third type you can get. And I think they're more sort of rounded rather than square shaped frames. In terms of the lenses, you can also get different types of lenses. So the ones I've got are sort of dark lenses, which give you more of the sunglasses type look. You can get clear lenses. So obviously I can't see, so it doesn't really matter for me, but you can get clear lenses for those with some vision and might need that, you know, light perception or, you know, need to see. You can also get these transparent lenses, which when it detects certain light, so for example, if you're in the sun, it will automatically tint and give you that sort of sunglasses look to block the sunlight getting in if it's, you know, overly bright. The pricing of these glasses, they do range from around £300. I think I've seen them up to like 380, 379. You can get offers on them, depending on, you know, certain times of the year, like Black Friday and that sort of thing. You can also use prescription glasses for, so for those who actually have prescription glasses, you can put the lenses, take them to your optician and get your lenses in there. But yeah, circling back around to the mistake I made is you get them also in different sizes. So obviously the frame width, the length of the arm. And I think they're measured in millimeters. So when you are shopping around, check the measurements, whether they're 53 or 50 or 48, that sort of thing, and make sure you get your sort of head your measures. This is the first pair of glasses I've ever worn, so I was quite new to all that measurements, and I didn't really have an idea of what my measurements were. I bought a pair, and they were slightly too big, and I gave them back and just opted for the size below, which said it fits most people, which works for me. So, what happens when you get these glasses? So, when you get these glasses, they're not a standalone piece of kit. You do have to own a smartphone to use them, because it essentially connects to an app. The app is called
MetaView.
MetaView. Yes,
Yeah.
that's it, MetaView. Which you'd have to download from, if you're using an iPhone, you'd have to download from the App Store, or if it's an Android device, it'd be the Google Play Store. The beauty is, now, unfortunately, apologies, I haven't tested it with TalkBack on an Android, so I use an iPhone, but it is very accessible with VoiceOver. So when you first get the glasses, obviously, what you're supposed to do is open the glasses lid and keep the glasses sat inside the case. You would then download the MetaView app, and then once you open the app, it walks you through the setup. So I think one of the first steps is it says you have to press and hold the parent button on the glasses case. So right next to the charging points, which is a USB standard charging point on the glasses case at the bottom, there's a small little button. It's actually quite difficult to feel, and that's the parent button. The problem with this is you've got to hold it down for approximately about 5 6 seconds until a little LED light starts blinking or it turns a certain color. I can't remember the exact color it's supposed to turn. Once it turns that color, you can then proceed. You'll click the yes button within the app, and then you carry on with the next step. I have done it once where I held it down for a set amount of time, and I got lucky. When I've tried to do it again, I can never do it. So another little tip for you, there's an option there. So if you're struggling to either see the LED, so you're having to guess how long to hold that button down for, and it's not working, what you can do, there's an option that says, do you not have the case with you? And if you say, no, I don't have the case with me, what it will tell you to do is fold the glasses arms in and press the capture button, which is on the right-hand side of the frame that David talked about, the one you use to take photos and videos. And if you press that 5 times, it will then allow you to pair. It'll be a manual pair, so what that means is it'll search for your glasses and it'll come up with a name, so like RM004. So providing you don't have loads of glasses in your house, that'll probably be the only one that shows up. So once you click that, you can then proceed to the next step. You then have to create, and apologies if I'm not doing this in an exact order, I'm just going off memory. You then have to create an account with Meta. So Meta is essentially the people who own Facebook. So it gives you a couple of options. You can either sign in with Facebook, or you can create a brand new account. So if you've already got a Facebook account, that bit's quite easy. You click Facebook and it signs you in. So you do need to create an account at startup. Once you've created your account, it will then ask you for permissions. So it needs access to your microphone on your phone. It needs access to possibly your camera roll to store your photos if you want that, and obviously to your Bluetooth. So there'll be a number of permissions that you have to accept. All of these are very accessible with VoiceOver, so it will read you all the messages that come up, and you simply have to swipe to allow or don't allow. There's also one option it asks you, you need to allow, you need to connect it to your Wi-Fi, so you have to search for your Wi-Fi, and I'll ask you for your location services. Do you want to allow it access to your location, which you have to allow as well if you want to use some features. So once you've done that, it then should hopefully be all connected to your phone. So the way it connects to your phone is Bluetooth. So if you're using VoiceOver, You will hear your voiceover through the speakers that are built in into the arms of your glasses, which is open ear. So it's not bone conducting, but it is open ear. So what that basically means is other people around you may hear what you're listening to or what it's saying if you've got it on full volume. What I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to turn my voiceover on, and I'm just going to.
Voiceover on 1950. Scripted messages. App Store.
Okay, can everyone hear my voiceover?
Yeah,
I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm now going to switch to the Meta View app. So that's on my next page of my iPhone. So I'll just switch
Page
over.
210. Folder. 3 add-on. Safari. Phone. One new item.
Now, one thing, I don't know if this is the same on an Android, but when it's connected, when your phone's connected to the glasses, my voiceover is coming through my glasses speakers. And as I'm swiping, because it's going through Bluetooth, there is a slight delay, which can be a little bit annoying if you want to do a lot of stuff on your phone and do a lot of quick swiping. So just be mindful of that. It's not as quick as if you had like Apple AirPods Pro, Bluetooth connected. You know, that's quite instantaneous.
Search page
So
to Meta View.
okay, so I'm going to go into the Meta View app.
Connected. Glasses battery 97%. Button.
So straight away you heard it's connected because I've actually got my glasses on. I'm wearing them now. And it tells me battery life. So you can go into the app to check your battery life on your glasses, or you can even ask the glasses. And actually, let's see if we can give that a go. Now, the way to talk to your glasses, you have to say the word hey followed by Meta. So I'll give that a go now, and hopefully you can hear it. Hey Meta, what's my battery life on?
Battery 97%.
And there you go. It said it's 97%, so it's mirrored what me app said. So in the app, if I just flick right a couple of times,
Notifications button.
you have a notification section, which I ignore. There's not really much in there, to be honest. And then basically, essentially, it's just a couple of tips. Like, did you know you can do this? Did you know you can connect it to this? There's icons. I think it's four tabs at the very bottom of the screen. They're sort of the important ones that you may need to know. And I'll just touch on one of them now.
Messaging button.
Not that one.
Discover voice messaging selected. Home
The four
button.
tabs are home, gallery,
Gallery.
meta, AI, and settings at the
Yes.
bottom. Yeah.
Cheers, David. Thank you. Okay, so your home tab takes you back to the initial screen, which I'm on now.
Settings. Meta AI gallery button.
The gallery tab, this is where you would go if you're taking videos or photos. All your photos and videos would be stored in the gallery. Note, when you do take photos and videos, you have to go into your gallery and import them from the glasses onto your phone into the app. Then you're given an option whether you keep it in the app or you can actually import it onto your phone. So whether it was your iCloud or that sort of thing. The next tab along on the right, so these tabs are at the very bottom, going from left to right. Meta AI. Now, this really is nothing to do with the AI features and altering any of the AI features, the artificial intelligence. This is more of the request that you make. So anything you ask Meta or the glasses, all your requests will be shown up here. So you can actually see what you've asked and what it's responded. The final tab
Settings button.
is the settings tab. This is where you go if you needed to reconnect your glasses or you need to enable your AI, and also things like the touch gestures that David talked about. So just quickly on the touch gestures, I won't go into what David said, but just to add to what David said is a single press, if you're listening to music, can also pause music. A double press can skip a track, and a triple press, so a triple tap, essentially with one finger, can rewind a track to go to the previous track, so forwards and next as well. If you tap and hold, I think the default is it would initiate where you can talk to the glasses, so you don't have to say, hey, Meta. Oh, and it just kicked in again. And you can change these gestures, and that's where you would go in the settings. Let's just have a quick look. Settings and
search class bit regular button Leo button camera button communication button accessibility button connected apps button
I think
accessibility
it's
button
under the glasses.
button classes privacy button
Alexa.
That's it. Where it says your glasses, you would double tap that, and then you'd have things like general and gestures. You'll also find in here options to change your LED that David talked about. So when you're recording, it gives off a light. So I think you can have like a low light, a medium light, or high. You can also choose your video clip lengths, whether they record for 30 seconds, 15 seconds. The longest you can record for is 15 minutes. Now, one thing that I want to now sort of look at really is, well, how useful are these for people with a visual impairment? Because that's really what we're all here for. So you can ask it questions, especially this look and tell feature, which unfortunately some people have in the UK, other people don't. I have it, but I have to do a lot of work around to get it. So I have to use things like VPNs and stuff. I know other people have just got it without using VPNs, but it can go off at any time. And as yet, we don't have any official word from Meta yet on when it's officially going to be supported.
There
So that's something
was,
new.
if I can come in there, Ange, there was a
Yeah, no problem.
rumor. Well, we received a notification that on the 15th of January, they were going to announce, people thought that they were going to announce whether we'd get it or not on the 15th of January. Anyway, that notification never really came through. So we're still in that space that we don't know when it's coming and when it's not. There's been a recent update to the app, but it hasn't provided that access for people without using a VPN to get look and tell. And I think one or two people have said that they can actually get it without a VPN, but they're few and far between, really, from what I'm aware of.
Yeah, definitely. And also just on that, they did actually update their privacy policy on the 15th, which was updated, and I read through it with a fine tooth comb and couldn't find anything about the UK and the look and tell feature. So why would these glasses be useful then? Well, if you take out the AI feature, so the look and tell feature, essentially you can ask it to play music, you can ask it certain questions. You can get it to set reminders for you. So you might ask it, what's the tallest building in the world? All the stuff. To be honest, you could probably ask Siri or your Google Assistant. The beauty, I suppose, of this, if we just disregard the AI for now, is you don't have to get your phone out your pocket. An advantage of this could be for navigation. Now, one important thing to note on navigation, this is not going to give you sort of turn by turn directions because it doesn't have a built-in GPS or navigation system. However, if you use your own navigation app, such as Voice Vista, or even if you use Google Maps or those sorts of maps, your voiceover or your talkback will come through the glasses, so you will hear those announcements. So it just means you don't have to have your phone out; you can have it in your pocket.
And it does give you spatial audio so that if you're walking down the street and the point of interest's on the right-hand side, it will come in at the right ear and your left, etc., which is very good.
And the advantage again, because it's sort of open ear, you can then hear other things around you as well, which is really good, the traffic and that sort of thing. So let's see if we can just give you a little bit of a demo. Now, this you shouldn't need, well, you won't need the AI. So one of the things that you can do is you can video call people through WhatsApp. So while we're waiting for AI and the look and tell, this is a really good feature where you can connect to a friend or a family member. And what you can do is, you can ring someone. They will be able to see your point of view because they'll see through your camera. What I'm actually going to try to do, because one other app it works really well with, so it does work with Aira, if anyone's heard of that. That is a paid service, unfortunately, but you do get 5 minutes free. But one that you may have heard of, which is completely free, is Be My Eyes. And in settings and under accessibility, you can connect Be My Eyes to your glasses quite easily. You just sign in with your Be My Eyes account, and it then links it up. So I'm actually going to give it a go just to give you an idea of how this works. So I'm actually sat in a hotel room at the moment, and so I might even just try to see what we can do with it. Hey, Meta, connect to volunteer.
If you need help finding volunteer opportunities, you can search
Hey,
online.
Meta, call volunteer.
Okay. Call who?
Call volunteer.
What's their name?
So as you can see, sometimes you get little quirks like this where you have to reword stuff. That did work earlier. I don't know why it's not working now.
Adj, can you
Yep.
just say, call Be My Eyes?
Yeah, let me
Can
give
you
them.
repeat their name?
Call Be My Eyes.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Hey, Meta. Call Be My Eyes.
Calling a volunteer on Be My Eyes.
Here we go. So now
Be My Eyes is now using your glasses camera.
we hear an announcement that it's using my glasses camera.
Connected.
Hello? If...
Be My Eyes, stop using your glasses camera.
Hello? Now, I am, like I said, I am in the hotel, so the Wi-Fi can be a bit iffy. And again, this is something, so I'm just going to disconnect from there. Always the way. Give me 2 seconds.
So they're on. Be My Eyes. Call ended. Screen code apps meta view. Active.
Perfect. Yeah, so this is something to bear in mind that you do need good Wi-Fi, and if you don't have good Wi-Fi, you will need good sort of mobile signal. And unfortunately, I don't have both right where I am. It's a bit intermittent. So that's something to bear in mind. If you're out and about and you do want to call a volunteer or even WhatsApp a friend with using a video call, you will need good mobile data, good signal, essentially. The other thing to note is because it connects via Bluetooth, there has been on occasions where it just fails to connect via Bluetooth. Once it's connected, every time you pull your glasses out and put them on, it should just reconnect automatically to your phone. On occasions, you'll speak to it and it says, I can't get connected. If that does happen, generally either turning your glasses on and off again or turning your Bluetooth on and off again on your phone will remedy the issue, but it's just something to bear in mind. Because I can't demo that Be My Eyes one, what I will do is just so you get an idea of when this look and tell feature is available for everyone, what sort of things it can do. So again, I haven't practiced any of this, just because I like to see how it works in the real world. So I've got a card here on my desk. I have no clue what it is. It could be a menu, it could be anything. So I'm just going to hold it up, probably about a foot away from my face, and I'm going to ask Meta to see if it can recognize what it is. Hey, Meta, look what's in front of me and read word to word.
Text is not clear, but it seems to list various items and topics that will be discussed during the meeting or conference.
Okay, so that sort of gives me an idea. But as you
It
can
was very
see,
quiet, actually. We could hardly hear it that time, so I don't know why.
let me just turn it up. Hey, Meta, look what's in front of me.
It appears to be a menu list of options.
Did you hear that better?
Yeah, that was better. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So as
I didn't hear anything. It seems like you were asking if I had
Hey,
something
Meta,
else.
stop. Okay, I'm going to give it one more go and I'm going to try. I've got this little box, and it has some, I guess, tea or coffee facility making things. It's a little packet and I'm just going to hold it up and give it a quick go. Hey, Meta, what's this I'm holding?
Holding a packet of PG Tips tea.
And there we go. And it does feel like a packet of PG tips. So again, you can see how useful this could be. I am going to try one thing, just more for my own amusement. I'm going to actually see if it knows my door number. See if you can actually tell me, because this would be really useful, especially if you're out and about. Hey Meta, look and tell me what door number this is.
The number is 516.
Right, you all know what room I'm in now, and that's actually correct. So I am room 516. So that's just a quick demo of the sort of things that you can ask it to do, whether you're in the kitchen. I've done it before and I've held up a packet and said, what's this? And it's told me it's a tin of beans. And I've even then asked it follow-up questions like how many calories or that sort of thing. And it gives you those sorts of things, those answers as well. Sometimes it can give you spurious information, or sometimes you just got to ask it a different way, to get the answer that you need. But that just shows sort of what it can do. Now, there is an actual exciting feature which is in beta form at the moment, which basically means it's still in testing. At the moment, I believe it's only in the States. And considering we don't officially have the look and tell feature yet, this feature, you're probably maybe talking end of the year or possibly next year when it comes. But what it actually is real-time video. So when I was asking it then to look what's in front of me, it was taking a snapshot, whereas a real-time video will actually basically look at your camera feed in real time. So essentially, if I was walking down the corridor, let's say in this hotel corridor, I could probably say to it, and I've seen a couple of demos, let me know when I approach room 516, or let's say if you're in outside, let me know when I approach the chip shop or whatever. If you give it specific instructions, I'm just going to turn this off. Perfect. Yeah. So that's something really, very exciting, and I'm keen to. And that's maybe something we can revisit once it comes out. And give me 2 seconds.
Also in the States at the moment, you don't have to always say a meta all the time. You can just say, what am I looking at, and things like that. So that's another development that's happened recently.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing which I forgot to mention is when I was saying, and I won't say it now because you'll listen to me. You can set it where you don't have to, when you want to ask a follow-up question, you don't have to say, hey, Meta. It'll just listen. That does waste more battery, so that's something to bear in mind. I have actually got mine on, but you don't have to say that, and there's a setting in there. So I think that's pretty much it from me. So I think we could be ready to open it up to the floor, unless you've got anything else to add, David.
I think, let's open it up to the floor, because it's, what the benefits, what the comparisons with other glasses, issues that people may have in terms of setting it up with VPNs and that. So there may be lots of issues people want to raise. So let's open it up.
Ange, I've got a couple of questions that have come in on the chat while we've been talking.
Yep.
First one is, with regards to WhatsApp video calling, they know a person who sent the glasses back, because the images viewed through the camera by a family member were blurred, and this meant they couldn't read text from letters, etc. Any thoughts on
So
that?
I have used it, and generally I got really good results. So the video camera that it uses is 1080p. But it's still really good to read text and stuff. The only thing I could say is maybe it was either if it was a faulty pair or really poor connection. Because obviously if you do have poor connection, whether that's Wi-Fi or you're using your mobile data, that's going to affect the feed, and then it might make it blurry. But in theory, that should work really well.
Right. So you can have a live video feed through social media, like a
Yes. Yeah,
WhatsApp.
through yeah, at the
So
moment you can only do it through WhatsApp or IRA. You can't do it through FaceTime at the moment. The other thing you actually can do, if anyone is interested, you can actually live stream to Facebook as well, if anyone's interested in that. I haven't tried that myself. I'm not brave enough to live stream on Facebook, but that's something you can do as well, yeah.
Okay, that's helpful. So another question. I understood the glasses had fixed spatial audio rather than head-tracked spatial audio as of January. Has there been an update?
Sorry, I missed that first part, Julian. Could you say that again?
I understood that the glasses had fixed spatial audio rather than head-tracked spatial audio. Has there been an update? I think, David, you talked about with Voice Vista the audio coming in left and right channels. Any clarification on that point?
It's still the same, so it is fixed. So it's not head tracking at the moment, as far as I'm aware. I don't know if you've got any.
No, it's fixed as far as I'm aware at the moment, yeah.
It's basically stereo function left and right.
Yeah, I mean, because it does have those five microphones, when you, I mean, I have noticed when I've recorded on this device and I play it back, it's not just left and right. You do get that sense of it's a bit more spatial, you know, 3D. Yeah. But if I move my head to the left, that doesn't change. It's still fixed, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay. So I've got hands up from Yusuf Osman. Yusuf, would you like to go ahead with your question?
Hi, thank you very much. Hopefully everyone can hear me.
Yep, I can hear that.
Question and a comment. I'm just interested to know what VPN you're using, because I'm one of those people that I'm using Surfshark, and it worked for about 4 weeks and I was really, really pleased with it. Wasn't as good as Envision as far as describing things concerned, but it was pretty good. And then it just stopped. So I'm interested to know what VPN you're using. And just a comment on the text. I've heard that the camera is much better for doing things as at a medium to long distance, and the closer you have something to it, the less good it is. So I was on a call with somebody from Microsoft through Be My Eyes, which I connected to the glasses, and at times they weren't able to see my computer screen, even if I got sort of 3 inches from it. So we just went back on to using the telephone camera. So I think there's a difference there with text, which might explain why it's not very good at reading sort of verbatim documents. I'll stop talking now, but thanks very much. It's been a really great presentation.
Cheers, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends. I mean, and that's, yeah, you are correct. So when something doesn't quite read properly, I will move it further away or closer and experiment. And you have to do that because you're sort of guessing how far to hold something away or how far to be away or how close. Sometimes if it doesn't get it right, I just try again to see, can I get a better result? So yeah, it is a lot of experimental stuff that you have to do and play around and fiddle, essentially. Going back to your VPN question, I actually forgot what I use. I used to use Nord, but like yourself, that stopped working. And then I found one. Let me just see if I can find it for you.
I think one of the popular ones at the moment is Proton.
That's the one. That's the one, David. Yes,
Yeah,
that's the one I've
yeah,
got. Proton. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
okay.
I don't use Proton, but I think I may have to try Proton because my VPN, I can't get it through my VPN at the moment.
And one good thing about Proton, it works really well with VoiceOver, so it's quite easy to select your different region, i.e. US and that and a different state in the US. So that works really well as well.
I think the other thing to mention, it tends to, when you ask it to read something, it gives you a summary of what you're reading rather than the full document. And you've got to try very hard to get it to read everything that you want. So it's using that artificial intelligence to summarize the information. So you may have to ask follow-up questions to get at the information that you want sometimes.
Yeah,
But David,
100%.
there was a question on here saying, can you get it to read word for word like a novel rather than summarizing it?
So some people have had some luck doing that. I've never had it to read word for word verbatim. It'll be more of a summary. I can then ask follow-up questions about a certain bit. It's not as good as like an app, like for example, CNAI, which would
Yeah.
read your whole documents. If you want something word for word, you probably would want to use something like that rather than the glasses at this point in this moment in time.
And it doesn't give you the quality of descriptions like Be My AI does and Seeing AI does in terms of your scene. you do have to ask supplementary questions to find out a lot more about what's in your immediate environment.
Yeah, and one thing it doesn't do that BMI Eyes does really well is describe people, and you can ask, you know, with BMI Eyes follow-up questions. With the glasses, it hates describing people, whether it's, you know, down to their privacy policies. As soon as it sees a person, it's very limited on what it can tell you, unfortunately.
So there was a question, can it be used with the Be My Eyes AI function, or is that the same as the look and tell?
Yeah, no, not with the Be My Eyes AI bit, the bit where it describes stuff. It can't be used in conjunction, just the call and the volunteer bit. What it also can't do is, in the Be My Eyes, there's a section where you can call specific organisations. It can't do that at the moment yet, just volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, they do use different language models. Be My AI is using ChatGPT, and your Meta AI is using Llama 3.2, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I've got a comment here that from Gary, saying you can say, hey, Meta, read this text verbatim, and apparently it'll read word text word for word.
I've tried that, and again, you get mixed results. So I don't want to give people the false impression that 100% that will work. It may do. It hasn't done for me 100% accurately. Sometimes it'll read some of it. Other times it'll just say, I can't do that type of thing. So it's not 100% foolproof, in my opinion, anyway. Well, certainly with my glasses.
Sounds like the focal length is quite an issue. It does sound like it's set up for sort of longer distance. So
longer distance,
yeah. Picked up the PG tips on your tea bag because it's probably quite big writing.
Yeah.
But trying to read the instructions probably might struggle if you hold it too close. So maybe we'll try and get someone to work out what the optimum focal distance is to hold something to maximise the chances of it reading something. We'll maybe pick that up as an action.
Yeah, and especially like depending on the size. So if it's A4, it's held at a certain distance. If it's smaller, that would be really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I've got a couple of hands up. So let's go. Mitri, you had your hand up. Would you like to ask your question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. Two things. One about this VPN. I have managed to get to the AI with the Windscribe, but every time I update, I seem to lose the AI. Is that the experience of others?
Yeah, that's unfortunately that's what everyone's
that's the
having.
Problem. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The other question. So I mean, at the moment, I haven't updated it. Just, you know, leaving it to see what happens. But in terms of the photos, I've noticed that without having turned anything on, once or twice the photo has directly gone to my phone, but other times it is asking me to turn the VPN of the glasses Wi-Fi. I don't understand. It seems to be randomly doing different things every time I take a photo. Do you have any ideas what that?
Yeah. So what's supposed to happen? Do you have an iPhone or an Android? Is yours
iPhone? No, I've got iPhone. An iPhone.
Yeah. So what's supposed to happen is when you take photos, it stores it on your glasses. Then when you go onto your phone, you'll get a message saying that it's found, let's say, 10 photos. I think it says 10 items need to be imported. So once you click yes, I want to import it, it then needs to connect to the glasses Wi-Fi. So this is separate to your home Wi-Fi. The glasses itself has its own Wi-Fi.
It's got its own Wi-Fi,
And it uses that Wi-Fi simply to basically download the photos onto your phone. And then you can, once it's onto your phone, it'll actually go into your photo library of your phone if you're using an iPhone.
Yeah, but
if you gave it permission, basically.
Yeah, no, but before you said something about the gallery that you can kind of import it from the gallery. First, you have to import it for the gallery. I've never done that.
Yeah, so when you do the photos, when you first go into the app, you might get a message to say 10 photos need to be imported. If you miss that message, if you go into the gallery, that message will be there where you can then import them.
Oh, I see. There is also something else about the photos that you, if you want to, I've forgotten exactly what saying it, but you can connect the photos to your gosh, I don't know how it says this, but it's almost as if it's going to have access to the photos from your phone.
Yes, that's correct. So what it does, if you allow that, once you take a photo on your glasses and then import it onto your phone, it will import it into your gallery of your MetaView app, but it'll also put a copy into your photo library of your phone, so your iCloud, essentially. So you'll have a copy in your... So you know, if you take a normal photo on your phone and it's stored in your Photos app, it will store it here as well, if you've gave it the permission.
So you can take it to the glass, to the gallery on the MetaView.
Yes.
Yeah, but what's the point of that?
Well,
you could share it then, couldn't you? You could share that photo with Be My AI or Seeing AI to get a really quality description.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you can also do as well, which I do a lot, is when you go into the gallery and you found your photos, it's all being imported, you can delete them. And when you delete it, it gives you an option. Do you want to delete it from the MetaView app only, or the MetaView app and your iCloud, essentially? So you can choose, both of them if you want. Yeah.
Sure. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Because when you're taking lots of photographs, you know, you're taking lots of things that you do want to delete as well, and you don't want to save them, do you, once you've got the information?
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
okay, thanks. We'll move on to a question from Theo. Hi, Theo. Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah.
Hi there.
Because I've got a pair which I'm excited about setting up, but I thought I'd wait just until I'm clear. So the first thing is, does it make a difference, or is it advantageous if I create an Apple ID with a US billing country on the VPN and then download it using that sort of different Apple ID? So essentially, if I download the US version of the app on my iPhone, would that sort of improve my chances at all? And the second thing is, like, obviously which VPN to use is a big question, but also for Proton, I think there might be a free version. So is that adequate, or would it be, or would you need to pay for like a month or something to get it to set up?
Yeah, so on your first point, I don't think it's necessary to go down the route of downloading the US version. It's mainly about when you sign in. So I don't know whether this is true, but I don't sign in with my Facebook, because maybe I'm just thinking it might know I'm from the UK. So I don't sign in the MetaView app with Facebook. I just create a new account with an email address and a password, and sign in that way. And as long as your VPN's on. And again, there's one option when you're first setting it up. It says, give the glasses location access. I click don't allow on that one, just in case. I've tried it with both. Both seem to work, but obviously because it gets disconnected, so now I just put don't allow, and I seem to get it for a little bit longer. And was there another question? Did I miss a question out?
I think it was which VPN client.
Yes, Proton. Yes, I use a free version, and that seems adequate.
I was just wondering if you used the paid one or the free one, because I think there were two, aren't there? Like a paid and then the sort of a free option as well.
Yeah, it's the same app, but within the app, it's like an install purchase where you can then upgrade, and it'll give you just more access to more servers. Presumably, it'll give you better speeds and that sort of stuff. But for what I need it for, just for the glasses, I just use a free version.
Yeah, I'll have a go, and hopefully it'll work. But I mean, of course, I think what we'd all like is for it to just come officially, because that'd be so much easier anyway.
It would indeed, Theo, it would, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Theo. That's great. David Taylor, you're next.
Hi. If you have glasses connected and you either use the voiceover recognition feature or open something like Seeing AI, for instance, would it still use the phone camera, or would it switch to the glasses camera?
No, it still uses the phone camera. So the only way it uses the glasses camera is on a Be My Eyes call, if you initiate it through the glasses, or if you initiate a WhatsApp video call. I believe it does Messenger video call as well. That's the only one, you know, and hopefully it'll come in the future where other apps, it'll open it up where we can use a camera, because that would be good.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Sandra?
Hi. Hi guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we can hear you.
The look and tell is rather frustrating, and that's literally the point of the glasses, I think, from my point of view. But there are other purveyors of similar products which haven't been mentioned yet. So just wondering if there's anything else comparable. I know Envision has been touched on, but what else is out there that is comparable in terms of look at this and read it to me?
So you've got the Solo Air glasses, which I think are quite new to the market over the last month or two. Obviously, I haven't tested them, but from what I've read, it's quite slow to respond. And a lot of people are saying it's got potential, but it's not there yet. There's another one, I think it's a startup group. I think it's Look Tech, I think it's called. The specs look pretty decent on it, but again, I haven't seen any reviews yet. And I think they haven't shipped that many out. So, and that's the other thing to note as well. There's a lot that are going to start coming to the market as well that, hopefully just in the future is just going to give us more choice.
Yeah.
I did read something as well about the Ray-Ban Meta. There's rumors that they're going to have a third generation. So we're currently on the second generation, which is the ones I've got. There's rumors that the third generation is going to be coming out this year. How true that is, I don't know. And what features and extra things that will have, I don't know. But yeah, it's hopefully an exciting year coming up.
If I can say, I think Envision are sort of linking in with Meta as regards the third generation. There's also the Canadian startup, the Celeste glasses that you can.
Yeah, they're the ones I've heard of.
Yeah. There seems to be not a lot happening regarding those at the moment, but they can do, can read text, you can get descriptions as you're moving around. It can do quite a lot of things, but they've gone quiet recently. So, I don't know what's happening regarding the Celeste glasses. That's a subscription model where you pay $100 and then it's $50 Canadian dollars per month for the actual glasses.
The other thing I'd say is, well, the beauty of like all these glasses, yes, you can get next gen ones that might do extra stuff, but essentially a lot of it's like software updates.
John Gardner.
That live feature.
Join the meeting.
Would be a software update. So you'd hope that if you had a pair of these glasses or, once a new feature came out, that they would be available. So hopefully in a few months this time, by April or May, we're talking about these Ray-Ban Meta Smart glasses with, extra features and where they can, do word-for-word reading 100% and that sort of stuff. So just because it doesn't do certain things now or all the other glasses doesn't mean it'll never do it. And I think I'd like to hope we're going to see a lot of movement this year.
Yeah, Samsung are coming out with a pair of smart glasses this year, and somebody's just put in chat now about the Echo Vision smart glasses as well. I don't know a great deal about the Echo Vision.
No, me. And I know Google are working on a prototype, which I have seen, and that looks next level, to be honest. It's exciting times.
Okay, indeed. Thanks, Sandra. Steve Nutt, to ask your question.
Hiya, sorry about that. Yeah, Celeste are pretty much finished. And it's Solos Air, not Solo Air. The Envision are about the best. The problem with Meta is that to read a document in full is like pulling teeth.
That's my experience I've had.
If you get it to read a document, it will summarize it, but it won't actually read the full text unless you say read the full text of this document or something like that. It's a bit like pulling teeth. I don't have the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, and I'm not interested in them. I think they're very new, and the Envision are by far the best out there at the moment from what I've tested, because they will read the full text. They also have Ally, which means you can talk to them directly and you can literally have context-aware conversation with them and all that. But honestly, I think Envision, although they're the most expensive at the moment, they're about the best out there.
Going to say, you're paying
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but they're still the best out there. There's no doubt about it. And they are made for the, although they're based on Google Glass, they are made for the blind. So, all of the features on there are specifically for the
But
blind.
aren't they they're not able to update and all those kinds of things? Weren't people saying at one point that they're based on an outdated system or something or other?
They're updating all the time. The actual
Okay.
app is updating all the time. We get an update pretty much every month, to be fair.
It's
And
the hardware that's not
it's
updated.
just the
Okay.
hardware. But the hardware has already got a 13 megapixel camera, which is better than the Meta anyway.
So can you still get them now, or is it
Yes, you
literally
can,
just
yeah.
what? Right, okay.
Yeah, you can still get them.
Steve, how much are they just so people aren't aware?
I can't honestly remember offhand.
They're all
I remember that.
3,000, aren't they?
No, they're not
It's
3,000.
like
They're
2,400 or something.
Are they? Right.
2,195, I believe. They're not 3,000. I know that they're not all can.
It depends which you get, doesn't it? Because there's in their professional or something like that.
No, the only, yeah, the, I mean, you've got the read version, which is just for reading. Then you've got the home version, and then you've got the professional version. The Meta, the look and tell just annoys the hell out of me, which is why I haven't got them yet. It's just a shambles, complete shambles from Meta. But it's what it is.
Right.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, I think.
But it'd be interesting to see what the third generation of the Meta Ray-Ban come up with, if Envision are already linking and having discussions with them. So,
Are they? Are you sure about that?
well, yes, that was reported about 3 4 months ago when Be My Eyes were linking in with
Because
Meta.
Envision in Envision.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I think I cut you off. Come back on. Steve, were you talking?
Oh,
Was that?
sorry. Yeah, there
Sorry,
we go.
Steve. I you cut me off.
Sorry, no worry.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Envision are basically still in with Google and not Google, but ChatGPT mostly. And from what I'm, from what I've seen from their newsletters and all that, they're not talking about Meta yet.
Oh right, I'm going by what's been reported with the discussions and dialogue, not with I don't think Envision have said anything themselves. It's
Yeah.
been what's been reported.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So Rogers, you've got your hand up. Over
Yeah.
to you.
Hi, Roger here.
Hi, Roger. Roger.
Thank you for a fabulous demo. It's re really clear. Thank you for being so honest. Yeah, that's very important. Okay, I have to use Bluetooth hearing aid connectivity to iPhone. Is that solvable? And you have a couple of Bluetooth situations.
Yeah, and I know the iPhone can connect to like a couple of Bluetooth devices at once, but I don't think at the same time. I've never used sort of hearing aids, whether it'll allow you to have the hearing aids on and also connect your glasses. But what you could do, so one thing I do know is people have their hearing aids, and because it's open ear, the hearing aids will pick the sounds up. So actually having said that they must have had both devices connected to do that. So yeah, don't quote me on it, but yes, I think it is possible.
It would be worth trialing them out, Roger, and going to one of the Vision Express shops and seeing whether you can hear it with your hearing aids on.
Which shop did you say?
Vision Express, some of their stores you can go in. They've got demo versions that you can try out.
Right. Thank you. That's very helpful. I'll do that.
Yes, it's worth, perhaps worth saying where you can buy them from. I think Vision Express, Argos,
Yeah, Currys as well.
Harry.
And obviously, yeah, you can get them from the Meta store itself, the UK websites, which I think they do is it 30 or 30 days returns if you don't like them as well.
You can get them from the Ray-Ban stores as well,
That's it,
where they
yeah.
are.
Okay,
And
Roger.
directly from Ray-Ban as well. Because they had the 20% discount recently.
And I'm pretty sure you can just get them direct. If anyone's on Amazon as well or Prime, you can order them through there as well.
And then
Brilliant.
a subsequent question. You said there was a particular brand, a particular model, which suits most people. What was it?
Wayfarer's ones seems to be the
Yes.
most popular ones, yeah.
What's it called?
Wayfarer.
Wayfarer, that's right, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's more the fitting that
Call
you have to make
356
sure.
notifications.
So I
Unlock.
would
Mode.
definitely check
Now.
that,
Unlock.
especially somewhere like Vision
Screen
Express,
lock.
and just make sure it's the right fit for you. Because, like I said, I got mine that were too big. So not only they were too wide, but the arms were too long, just slightly. It wasn't that they just fell off straight away. They would stay on my face, but they were slightly too big. And what that meant was because the arms were maybe centimeter too long, the speakers, which are on the arms, were positioned in the wrong place, so I couldn't really hear it properly. It didn't sound good. So it is important you get the correct fit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, everyone, any other hands up at the moment? Has anyone got any final questions?
Is there anything else in chat, Julian?
No, we had lots of
No.
people saying it's been helpful.
Okay.
Can I ask something? It's Libby Shaw.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've covered this. I might have missed this. But just can the glasses link up to hearing aids?
Yeah, we've just covered that.
Oh, sorry. I was literally just distracted for a minute. So sorry.
Yeah, no, but so I don't think they can directly pipe the audio through the hearing aids, but I am aware that some people do use it where because your hearing aids are in your ear, the arms are right next to it, so it will pick it up or should. But again, you'd have to check that just in case, depending on your hearing aid levels and that sort of thing.
Hello, Nikki.
Thank
It's
you.
Carla here, and I wear hearing aids. And yes, if you've got the behind the ear hearing aids, the glasses will pick up the speakers really nicely. So, yeah, it should. You should be okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Carla.
No worries.
Sounds
Thank you.
good.
Thanks, guys. So we're going to I've asked Adj and David, we're going as we pick up new intelligence and ideas on how these are working, we'll be building a web page on the Tablet website with some updates and suggestions and tips. So and at some point I'll send out an email to the members list just to tell you that we've done that. If you're so a couple of final things to say. If it's been great to have so many people here today. If you're not a member of Tabip and you'd like to be, it is free. So just go to the Tabip web page under membership and then you can sign up. And all that means is you'll get a membership newsletters and information about future masterclasses and our Tech A Break event, which is coming up in September. And if you get really stuck, get in touch. I've asked Adj to do a couple of surgery sessions with people that Tabip is paying for. So if you would like a surgery session for 15 minutes with Adj, we've got sort of a few of those. So do email us at info@tabip.org.uk and we'll try and help set you up so that you can overcome any issues that you're having, and we'll then share the learning from that as well. So it's been a really good session. Thank you so much to Adj and to David for sharing your experience. I think it's been great to bring together this session on a new product and sort of bring together some informed conversation about it. And we'll try and keep you up to date on any future products that come out where there's loads of interest. So thank you very much. Adj and David, have you got anything else you'd like to wrap up with?
No, thank you very
No, thank
much.
you
Yeah.
very much, everyone, for attending.
I think we've got exciting times this year. I think a lot could
100%.
happen this year.
Yeah.
So I think we might have to come back to it perhaps in September, October time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be doing a session at the Tech A Break on this and any other new tech that's come out. And we'll hope to have we'll have Meta Ray-Bans and hopefully if it's not too expensive, any other tech that's come out by then as well. So yeah, come along to Tech A Break if you want to get your hands on and have a play. Good. All right. Well, thank you very
Yeah.
much. And
Thank you,
we'll come
everybody.
back.
Goodbye,
Thank
everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.